Master Yud Beis, and Hey, Tazayim Chazon.
Zog the Gemara. Ubedinu the lekade lekamot lekalosim mikamei shesochiv shloi hoyo ba'olamoi. The Gemara is asking a shaila on the last three bavos. On the last three bavos of the Mishnah, shesochiv meimoi. Why the last three bovis are in that order? That kalosoi is the last bovis and the last three bovis. And kalosoi, b'etzem, the tzad hashov of these three arayas, the arayas through marriage. Three noshim that were married to cousins. Eishes ochiv me'imoi, she's a stama lady, but she's married to ach minayim. Eishes ochiv shaloi ba'ilamoi, stama isha, married la ochiv shaloi ba'ilamoi. Veishes ochiv, ve'kalosoi, married to my son. These are the three arayas, the last three arayas. Frek di gemore akashe. Frag the Gemara, bedinu de lekad me lekamos lekalosoi mikamei yishes ochiv shaloi ba'olamoi. The Gemara wants that kalosoi will be before yishes ochiv shaloi ba'olamoi. The lav mishum kurva uda asira. Kalosoi be'etzem had to be before shaloi ba'olamoi. So why the order is take yishes ochiv me'imoi yishes ochiv shaloi ba'olamoi yaden kalosoi? So the Gemara, either the Aire, Bissur, Achve, Achoisisho, Tonaname, Ishisochim, Shalom, Bailom, Ivana, Tonakalosoi. The first two is Isur Achve, Ishisochim, Meimo, Ishisochim, Shalom, Bailom, Kalosoi is Tamazach. So the men they wanted Achoisisho, all of them were Isur Achve. The men, Kalosoi became till then. Those are the Seder Gemara. Now, Bepshat Gemara is three Pshotim, Stam Bepshat Tov in the Gemara with an Afkamina Beneim. The Lashon HaGemara needs pshat. The Gemara is telling a kasha. V'litni lekalosoi mikamei yishes ochiv shaloi ba'olamoi dehani lav mishum kurveu de'osi. So Rashi learns pshat in the Pirush HaMiles dehani lav mishum kurveu de'osi. The loy mishum kurva udaosi, Rashi learns pshat, all of the last three are not really cousins. They married the cousins. Eishes ach minayim, eishes ach shlo ba'ilomoi, kalosoi. All of these three are not erve be'etzem, they're just married into erve. B'meile, in between them is no close and far, more close, more far. Mach nishtois, more close, more far. Not afkemine be'etzem. So the mele, we have to turn over and say, so now we will say, lefi the order of the chumre, and kalosoi is the more chamu. Not see the oimik of the gemara is kasha. Val, I can't go with the order of kurve, because the bichlal is no mahalach of kurve here. All of these three be'etzem don't have a mahalach of kurve. Because they're not shaykh to kurve be'etzem, all of these three be'etzem are not shaykh to kurve, all of these three. Why Be'etzem they're not Shaykh to Kuva, all these three? They're married into the family. Oh, but they're not Kuva. So B'meila, the Gemara says, Kalosoi is more Chomu. If you can't go Lefi Kuva, go Lefi Chomu. sagt Rashi, lefi Dvorov, so the Gemara's kasha is not that Kalosoi will be only before Shaloi Hayaboi Lomoi. Kalosoi really has to be even before Eshesachiv Meimoi. So the Gemara's kasha is that Kalosoi has to be two before, not one before. So Einachanami. The Gemara meant Kalosoi doesn't have to be the last one, before Shaloi Hayaboi Lomoi, and also before Eshesachiv Meimoi. Chad Minayu Noka. This is Rashi's Mehalach. So lefi Rashi, Pirush Averter from the Gemara, the Hani, the Lam Mishum Kurve means all of these three are no Shaykhs to Kurve, says no earlier and later. Taisus learns a little bit different, but Be'etzem like Rashi. He learns like Rashi that the Gemara is Kashi, that Kalosoi will be before both, Sai Shaloi Ba'ilomoi, and Sai Eshesochiv Me'imoi, and Chad Minayunokat, aber why the Gemara wants that Kalosoi will be before, not because it's more Chomul. The Gemara didn't switch now to Chumras. Just Kalosoi is closer. Why? Because she's married to my son. And my son is closer to me, for my brother, closer for Meshesachiv Me'imoi. So while my son is closer, so the daughter-in-law has to come before. So the daughter-in-law has to come before. So how you read the Gemara, the Hani lav mishum kur ve'kaosi lefi teisves? What is the part of the Gemara? How you learn? What's the Pshalab Mishum Kurva da Asi Levi Teisvus? How you uptight the Gemara? What? How you learn to say that? No, Teisvus says Zemurkov. Kroiv and Minayat Fei. So, how you uptight the Lab Mishum Kurva ka Asi? The Kroiv and Minayat Fei. She is closer. She says, yeah, no, Mishale. Why the Gemara has to say the Ani Lav Mishum Kurve? Why the Gemara has to give the Agdom the Ani Lav Mishum Kurve with the Asi? And even yes, why the Gemara has to say it? The Kasha is that in all of these trees, Kalosoi is more close from the other two. The Kasha is that Kalosoi is closer from these other two. So what is this Agdom the Ani Lav Mishum Kurve with the Asi? What is the most kasha? The ani lav mishum kurva da'asi. Mazel meshane, aber lemaisi the kasha is that it's more close. Mazel meshane. The Gemara is not trying to say the like. The Gemara is explaining her kasha. Why I'm asking that Kalosoi will be first? Because lav mishum kurva da'asi. Zog teisa, it is a kurva. Any idea, pshat? Shh, I'm looking for a good pshat, not a bedoichak dike pshat. Let me shane. So Teis says nishta ze. Chveit ish genoi. The Ramban comes and says another pshat. And another one to shtol a minute. The Ramban says another pshat. Really, the Ramban says as a so the Ramban first he doesn't like Rashi's Pshat because the Gemara had to ask that Kalosoi has to be before Eishes Ochiv Shaloi Bar Ilamoi and before Eishes Ochiv Me'imoi. Kalosoi has to be before Eishes Ochiv Shaloi Bar Ilamoi and before Eishes Ochiv Me'imoi. And the Gemara is only asking that Kalosoi will be before Eshesachiv Shaloi Bar Ilamoi. So Rashi and Taisa said, Lav Dafka. The Gemara meant in front of one, and who Adin in front of the second? Have the Shtetish in the Gemara. The Ramban doesn't like the Hu Adin. The Ramban doesn't like the Hu Adin. One Ehore. But the second Ehore, Frank, the Ramban, he doesn't like the Loshon Hani Lav Mishum Kur Vekaasi. Zog the Ramban, a new pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that Hani Lav Mishum Kur Vekaasi, this is the reason Kalosoi has to be before. The Gemara is asking a specific kash. Maybe Eishes Achiv Me'imo is Yashtarker, Chveis Nisht. Maybe all of them are the same? Chveis Nisht. The Gemara is asking a kash, but Kalosoi is a kind of kurve. Eishes Achiv Me'imo is a kind of kurve. I understand. Why this before that? None of Kemina says, let's say. But Eishes Achiv Shalayoyo Ba'ilomoi is Nishkin Kurve Bichlal. Why are you not miyabe meshesachiv shalayo bar ilamoi? Not because she's an erve. Fakel, because she's missing erve. Eishes ach wants yibum. Eishesach de erbe von Eishesach. We said, I'm over, it's an erbe, it's a reason to me, Abim. Val, she's my brother's wife. Das is sibas yibum. Why should I be lomo, you don't do yibum? Because there's a lack. She's missing kurve. So all of the 15 or 14 arayas, the erve stirs yibum. Sheloya ba'ilama, he doesn't stir yibum. Sin ish ginuk fa yibum. It's not enough. Das frag di gemore. Velit ni kalose mi kamei sheloya ba'ilama, the lam mishum kurve. Sheloya ba'ilama is not in the list of the arayas of the kurve. This is a zaitike sach. She's missing something. Like Eilenis. She's missing something. So this is a list of arayas that are stir le yibum, and it's one that is missing something. So she has to be the last one. So the Fidel Ramban, the Firashi, Anila Mishum Kurve goes on the group. Fitesis also goes somehow on the group, Vesach Nishgenoi. But the Fidel Ramban, it's only on Shiloyeba Ilomoy. The other ones are the same, or not the same. The Gemara is not asking this question. Frank the Gemara, Velitne Kalosim Mikamei, Zahorim Shiloyeba Ilomoy, the Lam Mishum Kurve Shiloyeba Ilomoy is Lam Mishum Kurve. The Sinishkin Herve, it's a lack, it's a chison. The Mele Fakert. All of those are Arayas Patu Yibu. Here you're missing something for Yibu. Das ist Seder HaGemor. Das ist Seder HaGemor. Frag the Welt. The Ramban Lechura doesn't start. Why? This is good. Benefila Rishoino. A boy is born, a brother is born. Later, after his brother was Nifter, he can do Yibu. He's not so close to his brother. Shalei Ba'ilama, he's not so close. He can do Yibu. Aber benefila shnia, the other brother did Yibum. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben dies, Shimon does Yibum. Now Levi is born and Shimon dies. Why you can't do Yibum to this lady? Because she was Eishes Reuben. Did the pshat, the erve from Eishes Reuben, stirs Levi to do Yibum and Eishes Shimon. So now it's the erve of Eishes Achshele Ba'ilamoy. You're right. When you're asking why Shiloh Herbay Lomay doesn't do Yibum, the answer is it's a lack. It's not a pshat, it's a erve. But when the Nefila Shnia, the pshat is, the erve from the first Nefila shtels. If it's the erve from the first Nefila shtels, if it's the erve of the first Nefila shtels, so it's a shtark yakasha. It's the erve of the first Nefila shtels. So lechua, the erve which is actually Herbay Lomay patters. And don't tell me, Besayner, Nefila Shnia, but what's with Nefila Rishoyna? Our Mishnah is only talking on Nefila Shnia. The Mishnah didn't come to say that you don't do Yibum B'Shalai Ba'ilamoy. This is Perek Sheni. It's coming to say that it patters the Tzor. Means, if Shalai Ba'ilamoy is married to my brother, she's Pturah from Shimon, and she patters the Tzor. So the Mishnah is talking about Nefila Shnia. The Mishnah is not talking Nefila... No. Lefi everyone, even Lefi Rashi, that the Mishnah is talking about the Arayas, but B'Shaloyeh Ba'ilama is only Nefila Shnia. B'Nefila Rishayna Stam is no Yibum. Not because she's a Erve. Bito, B'Nefila Rishayna, I can't do Yibum too, and she patters the Tzoro. Then it's Nefila Shnia. B'Shaloyeh Ba'ilama, I can't do Yibum Stam. The Mishnah is not coming to say that I can't do Yibum because Kiyeshu Achim Yachdov. This is Perek Sheni. If my brother is married to Hashaloi Hayaboy Lamoy, if he's married to Eishes Achiv Meimoy, if he's married to Abitoy, if he's married to Hashaloi Hayaboy Lamoy, he can't do Yibum. So Bereda Benefila Shnia. Benefila Shnia, the reason I can't do Yibum, because she has the same Erve from Nefila Rishayna, so the Erve of Eishes Ach Shaloi Hayaboy Lamoy is my shtel. If the Erve of Eishes Ach Shaloi Hayaboy Lamoy is my shtel, Eishes Ach Shaloi Hayaboy Lamoy is my shtel, so if they just actually have a lama is my shtel, so the chur, the Ramban's teretz falls off. What's like the Ramban? The 14 arayas, the elder shters. Shlei by lama is not a shter, it's a lack. This is legabi why I can't do Yibum. But in our Mishnah, that we're talking about why it patters the Tzara, not the chur miret of the Shem Erve. There's different ways to answer. We will say one answer. Reb Nochem said, Dos state. And I want it to be a sikum to what we said when we learned the Mishnah. Then it was so hard. Now already we were not the Mishnah. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. Shimon does Yibum. Shimon dies. Levi does Yibum. Eis toch Eishesach von Reuven and Shimon. The Teretz Yibum is Matir Evi Eishesach. Even the Eishesach von Reuven is Mutter le Yibum when Levi does a Yibum. Why, when Reuven was Shaloya Boilomoi and Shimon made Yibum, and now Shimon dies, I can't do Yibum? We said not Mitzad Nesro. Because if we say Nesro, our kasha was, so Nesro stayed in the base. The Gemara stayed Nesro is the flamet. Said Rav Nochem, I saw you with Masbet Barchove, the Pshat is, Be'etzem, in 1-3, when you have Reuven Shimon Levi, and you do Yibum, what is the Avonah in Reuven Shimon Levi that you do Yibum? The Avonah is that Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, Levi could do Yibum on every Eshesach, even the one that is not asking for the mitzvah. Eshesach is mutar le Yibum. So why Shaloi Rabbi Lomoi, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, Levi cannot do Yibum? Because we said that Eshesach, while it had a lack, it's like Eshesach Shiyash Labonim, that Eshesach Vilnishken Yibum. That is not Eshesach that is in the parsha of Yibum. So Mele, I can't do Yibum. Not because he's a Nesro. Because I cannot do Yibum. So again, the lack makes me not to do Yibum. On Reb Nochem, Be'etzem, today I have a mitzvah. The Nesro stops me to do Yibum. The Nesro means the elbow from the Eshesach is stirring the Yibum. Eshesach doesn't stir Yibum. Even Eshesach from Reuven doesn't stir. Now why it normally the Pshat, that Eshesach was aimed bezman el yibum, so now even with the filashniya I could do an et yibum. Shele mikach shlishi, what would be the hezba? Shelo yoyah bo ilomoy that I don't have a koyach to do yibum, so even now I don't have a koyach to do yibum. Abom dam vishkum in tzenesra. This was the whole avon and Rashi in the Mishnah. Well, this is the whole avon and Rashi in the Mishnah that I do not have to come to Nesra. Well, this is the ganze avon that I don't have to come to Nesra. V'meile, so weiter why I can't do yibum because I have a lack. I have a chisson of Shalohaya Ba'ilomoy. It's mechadet stark the avone. Why Shalohaya Ba'ilomoy benefil shnir he can do yibum? Not like stam Nesro benefil rishoino. Nesro is the flamen. Here Rashi says Asura Ilomis means this is Shesach will never want yibum. He was a shvacher le yibum. So again, so why he patters? Because he's a shvacher, not because he's a stronger. This is like the Ramban. So lemaise, if someone asks why this elve patters me yibum, because it has a shvachkeit. Not because it has a starkeit, not because it's a bitoy, because it's a lack. Val is because it's a chisor, not because it's a maile. So maile zog the Ramban, that's why the Gemara. Kalosoi, the pshat is an erve. The erve shtos yibum. Shaloi ba'ilom is not the pshat of the erve shtos yibum. Pshat, I'm missing something. It's a chisor. But it's a chisor, but maile, it doesn't the Gemara's kasha. Lama zen, the next shtick ala gemore. It's a gemore pshat. Lama learn first the pshat a gemore, and then we'll see the sheine ha'ores that we have al seder a pshat in the gemore. Frek the gemore. Umay ayri de toni poitrois. Litni oisrois. Why it says 15 noshim poitrois tzoroseyem? Litni 15 noshim oisrois tzoroseyem. Anda vagirse, teisis mashma, asurois tzoroseyem. What is the Gemara difference? Poitrois, oisrois, mosin afkemine. Rashi and Taisa say pshat. Now the Gemara is asking, litni oisrois and not poitrois. Because if it says poitrois is mashma, you potu mina yibum. But if you want, you could do yibum. You don't have to. Oisrois is mashma, you're not allowed to do yibum. Poitrois will be mashma, you don't have to do yibum. But if you want to do Yibum, you could do Yibum. You don't have to. But if you want, you could do Yibum. Das ist Loshon Poitrois. Poitrois Mashma, if you want, you could. You don't have to, but if you want, you could. Samot Nezach. Kilo is a Yibum that is a Zike that she's not allowed to. She's also to go out. And then is a Yibum, not that you have to. You're allowed to. Zog de Gemore, eat on the Oisrois. It on the Oisrois, have a mina osu le yabem aval mechlatz cholzo. Komash malo. If the Tana would write Oisrois, the Gemara understood in the beginning, you don't write osu lachlatz, you write osu le yabem. So I would think that she has to do chalitza. Why I would think that she has to do chalitza? Rashi lek tzachzu. Sheilach oish esach, sheniteres beloi chalitza. So I would be sure that you have to do chalitza. So if the Tana would write poitrois, Oisrois, I would think that you have to do chalitza. As them state, poitrois. Aber oisrois, frek de gemore velitne asur lachlitz. So say, osur leyabem ve osur lachlitz. It's like, well, Michael Ovid, you can't write such words. Also, lachlois was a veira to do chalitza. So the Gemara, lo maloi. If you don't chalitza, it's mitzvah bemes. It's an issur to do chalitza. Even you potu. Shemata ima chalitza, it's mitzvah bemes. And the Gemara is so poshut to it that it's not as a issur. So it's a taina and the tane. Why the tane doesn't write also? So again, the Gemara says, write oisrois. So the Gemara, if our oisrois are not know that you're not allowed to do, I would think that you have to do chalitza. Say, osu leyabim ve osu lachloitz. Osu lachloitz? Yeah. Shematoyim mechalitza, it's mitiabemes. It's interesting. So the halacha lemaisa today, if you have a yevama, and she wants to do chalitza, you're allowed to or not? She feels she has to do chalitza, she's there, she wants, is it isu or not? Pashas has to be isu. Even though, again, mashma, there has to be a isu. Why? The Gemara wants that the Tana will write Oisrois. So the Gemara, you can write Oisrois, because Oisro Lachroi, the Gemara, yeah. Shematoyim Mechalitza Mithya Bemes. What is the Kasha? Maybe the Tana doesn't hold from the Sisu. So the Tana didn't write it, because he doesn't know that it's also. Why says it's so glad to the Gemara this Isu, so the Gemara can ask the Kasha, the Tana has to write Oisrois. So the Gemara, write Oisrois. Don't write Poitrois, because I would think you're allowed to do Yibu. So the Gemara, if I write Oisrois, I would think you have to do Chalitza. Say also lachlitz. I can't say also lachlitz. Say also shem toim achelatz mitiabemes. Maybe the Tana doesn't hold from the isru shem toim achelatz mitiabemes. Why is this was pashut to the Gemara as it does the isru shem toim achelatz mitiabemes? Why is this the pashut as it does the isru shem toim achelatz mitiabemes? May the frag the Gemara so let the Tana to write the isru. So lechu this aloch had to stay la aloch as this agda ochlaner misvore had to stay la aloch her isru. To do chalitza, shematoyim mechalitzas mitiabemes. Had to be such a isu. Shematoyim mechalitzas mitiabemes. Interesting. The Rambam is mashmitit. Tur is mashmitit. We'll see. So why the ma'aser stayed poitres and doesn't stay oisres? Zog the Gemara, kevon de b'mokim mitzvah u'de'asir etzoro sheloi b'mokim mitzvah sharye mishumoch iton epoitres. What is the tarets of the Gemara? Kevon, the shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. B'mokim mitzvah u'da'asir etzoro. Shaloi b'mokim mitzvah sharye mishumoch iton nipoitres. So what is the Gemara's terats? So at the Gemara alein, you could read it easily. If you would write oisrois, you would think every erve could ask it etzoro. So if a strange person marries my daughter, so even the second wife that he has also has also on me. Komashman on Poitrois is only beibum that it patters one each other. So from Lashon HaGemara we can't make a ganze yontif. Stop! More geschmack to write Poitrois from Oisrois. Oisrois, I would think, even Shalai b'mokim mitzvah. Even Shalai b'mokim mitzvah, Erbe could ask the Tzora. As them steht Poitrois. As them steht Poitrois. As them steht Poitrois. As them steht Poitrois. Said, Rashi and Tesis come and they add pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says, "Mishumoch iton lipoitrois, the iton leoisrois mashma shabas risar to olov, v'kalvochoyim asheloi b'mokim mitzvah. Aval poitrois loy mashma isur mishum tzoroso shel bat, elo abas poitar to mehibum." ואיסור שוכי ולא ממילא דהבי באיסור יש אסך שיש לבונים ומשום יש אסך הוא דמצווה דמצר ושלוי במוקר מצווה דלקי איסור יש אסך עלי שורי and Rashi is mashma Yaakov, and Rashi is mashma that it's not stam Rashi and mashma that it's not stam the pshat that if would Oisrois I would think even שלוי במוקר מצווה I would think even Shalom b'mokim mitzvah. As them steht poitras, then I would know that it's only b'mokim mitzvah. Rashi is mashma that this is the lomdus. Be'oisrois the lomdus is that the erve as is the tzora. And b'meile hu adin Shalom b'mokim mitzvah. Poitras says not that the erve as is the tzora. The erve doesn't ask the tzora. The erve pat is the tzora. B'meile koyale b'isur eishesach. We had a chkir when we started Yevamos. How it works. Poitrois, the erve patters the tzor and b'meile koy b'isur eishesach. Or oisrois, the erve gives over the isur to the tzor and b'meile the tzor becomes patur. Oder the Poras Yosef, she has a new shame Malkus of Tzora Selve. Oder the Biskerov, Stam Hashem Tzora Selve. This was the regular Chakire to start Yevomis. Was Megat the Tzora Tzora Seyem, the Tesis, Rabbi Yudah Ravashi. If Oisra is a Poitras, we said Alamol Tesis in the Masechta learns Oisras, Rashi in the Masechta learns Poitras. Tesis learns Oisras, Rashi learns Poitras. This was the Pashtas. And the sugi here, as the Gemara alein, I'm saying again, sinish muchach. Zog the Gemara, if the Tana would write oisrois, you would think that the Tana means all over. The Tana writes poitrois, poitrois only could be b'mokim mitzvah.
Why could only be b'mokim mitzvah?
Poitrois, you poiter someone. Shalei b'mokim mitzvah, you're not poiterim. Poiter means you potter, you don't have to say krishma. Only b'mokim mitzvah, the other one also has to have a mitzvah. The Osman also has a mitzvah. Well, the Osman also has a mitzvah. Osman also has a mitzvah. Memele, you could patter it. Oisris means that you aser. Your Yisro goes over to the other person. Your Yisro goes to the other person. This is Oisris. Poitras means you take away the mitzvah. You take away the mitzvah from him. As the Gemara, it doesn't mean the Lomdus. But the Rashi and Teisvis here, Rebuch Ber went to ask the Briskerov this kasha. Nish klo what he answered him. As Rashi state klo, that the lomdus is not the pshat that the erve asses the tzora. It's not the lomdus that the erve asses the tzora. The erve patters the tzora, ube meile koya lo be isurei shesach. But not that the erve, lefi Rashi, again, Tesis here is kimat like Rashi. But in Rashi is mamish klo. So I'm saying again, you could say that Be'etzim the Gemara meant to say it. So again, the Gemara asked the kasha, litni oisrois. Litni oisrois. And again, Sai Rashi and Sai Tesis, listen carefully, I'm sorry, didn't say the Gemara means the lomdus is oisrois, so say oisrois. Nah! The Gemara only meant to say, poitrois, I could have a mistake, right, oisrois. Enter the Gemara, but the lomdus is poitrois. The lomdus is nishken oisrois. The erve patters the tzoro, and the mele koyale be isurei shesach. The erve patters the tzoro, and the mele koyale be isurei shesach. So the Firashi is shteido. The lomdus is not that the erve asses the tzoro. Not that the lomdus asks the erve asses the tzoro. The lomdus is that the erve patters the tzoro. The Elbe Pat is the Tzor. It doesn't belong to the Sugya. So, Rebbe Ochmer went to Miskarov and told him, you're saying a Hoshtik of Teir and Sefer, that the ghetto from the Elbe is, that the Elbe Ass is the Tzor. The Ass of the Sefer was not printed. Oh, but the Elbe Ass is the Tzor, and the Melech is Potu. And the Lashonis Rashi, the state Klo, that the ghetto is not that the Elbe Ass is the Tzor, the ghetto is that the Elbe Pat is the Tzor, and the Melech Koi be Yisurei Shazar. Say that. Zog di Gemore, and here's the Peladike Gemore. Stolin, here's the Peladike Gemore. Mai aire de toni min achalitzo min ayibum. Litni min ayibum lechudei. What is the Gemore's kasha now? Litni min ayibum lechudei. Zog Rashi. Before that was ois rois, I understand that I would think a sido chalitze. But now that you told me poitrois, now that you told me poitrois, I be mele know if she's potu mi ibum, she's potu from chalitze. I be mele know if she's potu mi ibum, she's potu from chalitze. So why you have to say mina ibum na chalitze? Again, Rashi speaks it out. If before that was ois rois, I would think also leyave, but you have to have a chalitze. But now that it says poitrois, for sure that they potu mi ibum ve chalitze. And the Gemara says no. Itone mina yibum, have a mine, mechlatz cholzo, yibum elei meyabem, kol mashvalon, kol ha'ile leibum, ha'ile lechalitzim, kol she'ino, ha'ile leibum, ha'ile lechalitzim. So the Rishonim, the Teis Yeshonim, Teis Yisgornish, and Ma'ar Shoen, Ma'adure Basre, all of them shtar on this Ha'ore. Be'etzem, this Gemara is a double Gemara. As a double Gemara, the Gemara starts and she asks, "Litni oisrois?" So the Gemara, "Tani oisrois." I would think also leyabim, but you have to do chalitze. Kamash malon. So the Gemara, so why don't say poitrois? Why don't say oisrois? Because the yisoid is poitrois. So I'm okay. So only write minayibum. So again, I would think mechlatz cholzo, kamash malon. What is this masa umatin that the Gemara said? If Tani oisrois, I would think that what? If Tony Oysters, I would think that if you have to do Chalitza. So b'meile, you can write Oysters. You can write Oysters. I would think that you have to do Chalitza. Zog the Gemara, okay. Litni also lachloitz. Zog the Gemara, but litni poitrois. Rashi says, and then, potter from everything. No, if it would be poitrois, I would think that you have to do Chalitza. Kamashon, kesheinu oile limo and oile chalitza. It's be'etzem the same Gemara, double. In the middle, the Gemara has cheshbonos. But she wanted Oysters alone. Have a mina mechlatz cholzo, komash malon. Litni poitrois, have a mina mechlatz cholzo, komash malon. Zog the marshon madure basre. And the thesis garnished. And be'etzem Rashi is meramez, and thesis is meramez. That is two sugyas. I want to say the vault before we start to build it. First the vault. And the have a mina given oisrois. Asida oisrois. And she's only oisrois. Salkedaitach that you will have to do chalitza. No, salkedaitach you will have to do chalitza. She's only oisrois. Komash malon that she's potu meibum v'chalitza. Zog the Gemara, litni poitrois. If she's poitrois, then misvora she's potu meibum v'chalitza. Because she's out of the parsha completely. She's out of the parsha completely. She's out of the parsha completely. Vash is out of the parsha completely, so I would think that she doesn't have to do chalitza. Zoy the Gemara, no. If it would be poiter min ha'ibum, I would weiter think that she needs chalitza. This is the tzurse de shmaise. Dehainu, the first chalik the Gemara says, if you turn ois rois, I would think that you need chalitza. Aber the Gemara thinks that if it would be poiter rois, I would not think that you need chalitza. And the Gemara again says, no. Even if it be poitras minayibum, I would think that you need chalitze. So you need to write potu minayibum v'chalitze. And here's the avoider that we have to explain, the tzusa de shmaise. No, the tzusa de shmaise. What is the tzusa de shmaise? That in the first shlav of the Gemara, when it's oisrois, the Gemara thinks you will have to have chalitze. But if it's poitras, it's pasha to the Gemara. It's pushed to the Gemara that if it's poitrois, you will not have to have chalitza. And the Gemara says, no. Even if it's poitrois, I would have a salkedaitoch that you have to have chalitza. So to be masbil this shakle v'tayrim the Gemara, I want to shtel. The Welt shtels that is seven starke ores bepshata Gemara. If we see the difference of the first couple lines of the Gemara, much to the second group of the Gemara. Let me gain leat. Our first kasha is be'etzem pshat. Why the Gemara doubles a question? She says, litni oisrois, and on that the Gemara says, if you would write oisrois, I would think chalitza. Komash malon. And then the Gemara repeats itself, litni poitrois minayibum, I would think that you have to have chalitza, you have to write minayibum and chalitza. Why the Gemara double the question? This is the first aore. The second aore, stira in Rashi. Look in Rashi, dibur ha-masri l'ave ha-mine asurois, le'yabam, v'chalitza lo'y mishtame me'oche. If the Tana would write osur le'yabam, I would think that you have to do chalitza. Zogt Rashi why? She'ein lecho eishes ach sheniteres beloi chalitze. She'ein lecho eishes ach beloi bonim sheniteres beloi chalitze. This is the reason you would have a hava mina that you have to do chalitze. And the second group of the Gemara, when the Gemara says litni poitrois, zogt the Gemara salke daitoch that I will be potum in aibum, but I will not do chalitze. Look in Rashi. Hava amina mech lalchotzo. Why Rashi changes words? And Oisrois Rashi said, if the Tana would write Oisrois, I would think that you have to do chalitza. Why? She'ein lecho ishes ach beloi bonim sheniteres beloi chalitza. And the second time the Gemara says, if Tani pturois, I would think you potu meibum, but you have to do chalitza. Zogt Rashi why? She'loi lehafkia mitzvas yibum. Shaloi lafkia mitzvah yibum. Why Rashi changes nusach? And the first Gemara he says the salkedaitoch is because שאין לכוי שסך ניתרס בלו יחליצה. And the second half, I mean, of the Gemara Rashi says, שלא להפקיע מצווה סיבו. Second ההורה. The third ההורה. Why in the first Gemara is enough to say, איתון אויסרויס אבא אמינה אוסו ליאבן אבל מחלץ חולצו. What the Gemara answers? I've told you, what the Gemara answers? Komash Malon, as was? Komash Malon. So, the Gemara doesn't explain. And the next Gemara, the Gemara says, Itoni min ha-yibum, have a minute that you have to do chalitze, Komash Malon, kol ha-oile le-yibum oile le-chalitze, kol she-eino oile le-yibum eino oile le-chalitze. Frank the taste is gone, why the Gemara didn't say the klal of kol ha-oile in the first Gemara? Have a minute mechlatz cholzo, איתו נעשו, איסאו אמינו אוסו ליאבם אבל מחלץ חולצו קומש מלון כל האילה לאים ואילה לחליצה וכל שאין האילה ואין האילה לחליצה. Why the Gemara didn't bring down the קומש מלון and the first Gemara? The Gemara says איאב אתו נעשו, איסאו אמינו אוסו ליאבם אבל מחלץ חולצו, קומש מלון not, you can't do חליצה. The Gemara doesn't explain. And the next Gemara, you're not allowed to do yibum, but you have to do chalitze. Kol mashmalon, kol shoyle leibum oyle lechalitze, kol sheino oyle meyle lechalitze. Why the Gemara didn't say kol oyle in the beginning? Why the Gemara didn't say kol oyle in the beginning? So it's not a kasha. Why the Gemara didn't say in the beginning? It's a starke ore. A third ore. The Gemara changes the lashon. The Gemara says, "Iton asuris ava mina osu liyabem, aval mechlatz cholzo." And the next the Gemara says, "Fakert, iton imna yibum ava mina mechlatz cholzo yibum eloy meyabem, miyub eloy meyabem." So again, so the way we have first time, why the Gemara doubles herself? Ein ore. Why Rashi says in the first Gemara that the salkedaituch is because she'en lecho ishes ach belibonim. Niteres beloy chalitze, and the second Gemara Rashi says sheloy leafkia mitzvas chalitze. Why in the first Gemara the Gemara doesn't say the klal of kol ha'oile le'im moile lechalitze? The last Gemara the Gemara says kol ha'oile le'im moile lechalitze, and also lashon Gemara is different. Lashon Gemara is different. And the first Gemara state that the klal is. If Tony also lachlo, it's Ave Amine. Also leyabem, aval mechlatz cholzo. And the second Gemara, the Nusach is fakert. Yave Tony pturus min ayibum, Ave Amine mechlatz cholzo yibum eloy meyabem. So this first ores the pshat. Why the Gemara changed the Nusach from the first Gemara to the second Gemara? As another kasha, the Welt fragt. Rashi in the whole Yevomis, every time when the Yevomis is Osur, Rashi calls her Eishes Ach Sheyesh Labonim. We'll take from our Sugi Alein. Look in the Dibur HaMaschil, Kevon the Bemokim Mitzvah, Asuro Vehavik Eishes Ach Sheyesh Labonim. Dibur HaMaschil Meshumoch Iton Ipturois Vehavik Eishes Ach Sheyesh Labonim. And in the beginning of the Sugi, Rashi says, Litne Asurois, the Ovadei Asuris and Me'achar She'eskukes Le'ibum Ve'kaime Be'isur Eishasach. Why Rashi doesn't say Be'ishasach She'yesh Labonim? All of the Rashi's, Rashi says Ve'kaime Be'isur Eishasach She'yesh Labonim. Every time in the Holy Vomis, when there's Osu, Rashi says Kaime Be'isur Eishasach She'yesh Labonim. And here Rashi doesn't say Be'isur Eishasach She'yesh Labonim. Rabbi Kiva Eiger and the Gil Nashas frekt noch akashe. Rashi says in the end, kol ha'oile le'ibu mo'ile lechalitze, v'kol she'ein ha'oile le'ibu mo'ine ha'oile lechalitze, v'kol heiche dektoni choyletzes ve'loi mityabemes, mishum sfeikehu. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eiger, it's not true. Chavelavim ve'eses choyletzes ve'loi mityabemes. How you tell me v'kol mokim dektoni mishum sfeikehu? It's not true. Yav chavelavim ve'eses. חבלה ובאסס חולצס ולא עם יסיע במס. If she has more kashas, this yeshanim. We'll start first with these kashas. The teretz is one teretz that we said the whole time. And we'll see it's mefurish in the rishonim. Be'etzem, the yesod advorim, I'll say no chamol. The ma'arshon, madure basre, this is gornish, this yeshanim. The seder advorim is like this. The Gemara in the beginning taught, litni oisrois. That is asur to do yibum. Rashi understands pshat, and the Gemara understands, if would be tane oisrois, if would be oisrois in the Mishneh, so the gather would be that be'etzem the Yevoma needs yibum. Just she's asur from yibum. If the Tana would write oisrois, this is what we would think. Why it's better? It's better because if Tony Poitrois, people think that you could do Yibum. Tony Oisrois. But if it says Oisrois, what is the gather of Arayas? The gather of the Arayas is that the Osur Le Yibum. This is the gather of the Arayas, that the Osur Le Yibum. Val the gather of the Arayas, that the Osur Le Yibum. This is the gather. So the Gemara, I would think the Osur to do Yibum. But the Ishesach wants Yibum. She says, you can't do Yibum. Oh, but you have to do Chalitza. She's a Yevamo. She's Zokug Le Yibum. It's Osur to do Yibum. Oh, but Be'etzem she's a Yevamo. If she's Be'etzem a Yevamo, she says, Osur to do Yibum. So Avada, she needs Chalitza. She ain't lecho ish esach beleibonim, she niteres beloi Chalitza. So when the Gemara, as a Rashi is pshat in the first kasha of the Gemara, frag the Gemara in the first kasha of the Gemara, frag the Gemara in the first kasha. Litni oisrois. What is oisrois? That you can't do mitzvah sibu. But not that she's mufka from the parsha. If she's not mufka from the parsha, if she's not mufka from the parsha, so b'meile, she has to do chalitza. She ain't lecha ish esach niteres beloi chalitza. So the first kasha was valetz oisrois, b'meile you need to do chalitza. You need to do chalitza. Valetz oisrois, you need to do chalitza. Zog de gemore, komash malon, that you don't do chalitza. So, freg de gemore, litni poitrois. Litni poitrois. No, was is poitrois? She's potur miibum. She's mufka from the parsha. If she's mufka from the parsha, b'meile she doesn't have to do chalitza. Again, if she's in the parsha, she cannot do yibum. So sal kedaiter that she needs chalitza, because ein lecho ish esach beleibonim niteres beloi chalitza. This is the first gemara. Komash malon that you don't do yibum and you don't do chalitza. Now the gemara is asking litni poitrois. So b'meile poitrois, you don't have a salkedaitro that you need chalitze as the sugya before. The sugya before Rashi said, why we needed chalitze? She'ein lecho ish esach niteres beloi chalitze. She'ein lecho ish esach niteres beloi chalitze. This is be'etzem if it's oitrois. Da'ainu she's in the parsha. She says, you can't do yibum. Oh, but she can't be free. Abi, she can't be free. Because she's in the parsha. She's in the parsha. So she has to do chalitze. Zog the Gemara, Tony Poitrois, she's out of the parsha. And this minute that she's out of the parsha, why she will have to have chalitza? She's ptur meibum, why to do chalitza? She's potur from the parsha, why to do chalitza? Why to do chalitza if she's potur from the parsha? B'meila, the Gemara is asking, the Gemara is not forgetting what she answered before. Before, when it was oisrois, so it was a salkedaitoch. That she has to do chalitza because she's in the parsha. Zog the Gemara, I can't write oisrois min ha'yibum. I would have a mistake that you have to do chalitza. Zog the Gemara, Tony Poitrois. Zog the Rashi, Memele, she's potu. Frag the Gemara, Anaye Kashe. You write that she's potu from the parsha. Oh, but maybe she will have to have chalitza at least to mekayim the mitzvahs chalitza. No, at least to mekayim the mitzvahs chalitza. The Mekai in the Mitzvah's Chalitze. The Mekai in the Mitzvah's Chalitze. The Teis Yeshonim says that when the Gemara had a Salkedai Dechnal to have Chalitze, will be a Reshus, not a Choivo. Reshus. The Mekai in the Mitzvah. Chalitze is a Matir, but Chalitze is also a Mitzvah. זוקט רשי שלא להפקיע מצווה סיבום. You're right that Hashem patterned it because she's a herve, אבל maybe it will be a parsha לחליצה. קומש מלון, כל האוילה ליבום, אוילה לחליצה. It's no new parsha לחליצה. Zog that this is Gomish is two separate sugyas. And the sugya before the Gemara said, Salkadai doch, you need chalitze. Komash malon, you don't need. Saida. Not it's at kol ha'oile. Komash malon, the erve patters. Salkadai doch would be, Oisrois, I would think, she's only osur le'yibum. Komash malon, the erve is moitzi from the parsha, and she's potter and gans. So the Gemara Lindy Poit Rois and the Melef, she's potu from the Parsha, is no Salkedaito that she needs Chalitze. So the Gemara, yeah, of a Salkedaito Sheloi Lafkia Mitzvah. You're right that she's potu from Mitzvah's Yibum, of a Refshon Mitzvah's Chalitze. So that is Yeshonim Reshus. I don't know if Rashi said Reshus or not, but it's Svaras Advorim. Rashi could believe to be a Chayvo. Of them enter the Gemara, Kol Shein Oile Lezikas Yibum and Oile Lezikas Chalitze. And this is Loshon Rashi here. Kol ha'oile lezikas yibum, oile lezikas chalitze. Not stam a klal that you potu. It's emes la'amito in Rashi. And the first Rashi, Rashi had a salkedai toch. That will be chalitze, not because of new zike. Ein lecho ish esach niteres beloi chalitze. She's a yevomo, she's you can't do yibum. So mele, it's two separate kashes. This is the answer and the diuk. Why Rashi in Tchilas Asugya said, ish esach, not ish esach she yesh lobonim. The Gemara didn't think that she's out of the Parsha. The Gemara thought Asurois, she's in the Parsha. And Bemele, she needs Chalitze. And for the Gemara, Komash Malon, no, she's not. So the Gemara lead me poetress and I could figure out everything myself. So the Gemara, but maybe I would have a new Salkedaitoch. What is the new Salkedaitoch? The new Salkedaitoch is She'oilo lezikas Chalitze. Zog the Gemara, nein. Kol ha'oile lezik ha'simum, oile lezik ha'schalitze. V'kol she'ein oile lezik ha'simum, ein oile lezik ha'schalitze. Ba. Two different things. Avade. Don't zog the Gemara, kol ha'oile lezik ha'simum, oile lezik ha'schalitze. Kol she'ein oile lezik ha'simum, ein oile lezik ha'schalitze. We'll go weiter. The achroinim ha'ase kashe. The Gemara said, "Litni asuros lachloitz." The Gemara one that will be written down asuros lachloitz. Zog the Gemara, what isur could be lachloitz? What isur could be lachloitz? Shimatoyim acholetzes mityabemes. Zog the Ochlaner. How the Gemara could ask a kasha and the Tane, "Litni asuros." How the Gemara could ask a kasha and the Tane, litne asuris? The Gemara is asking a kasha and the Tane, right also. So the Gemara, what could be the isur and chalitze? So the Gemara, shimatoim acholetzes mityabemes. So the Ochlaner, maybe the Tane doesn't hold from it. Weiss nois from the Gemara, that was so posher to the Gemara that the Tane holds from it. So the Gemara could ask the Kasha, Tane, you have to write Asuris Lachloitz because it's not a Shverkait, it's Taki Osur Lachloitz. Zog the Ochlaner, so why none of the Poiskim brings it down La'aloche? Why no one writes La'aloche? That if Yevamo wants a Chalitza, it's Osur to do it. Why no one writes it down? That it's Osur to do it. Zog the Welt, this is the answer. Lefi the Salkedaitoch that the Yevom is in the Parsha. No, well, she cannot do Yibum. So if someone does Chalitze, and Yoimer, she Micholetzes mit Yabemes. Today, when the Yevom is out of the Parsha, is no Tzad Shimatoimer Cholletzes mit Yabemes. When I think that she's in the Parsha, just you can't do yibum. Im atoyim acholetzes mit yabemes. When she's out of the parsha, it's no time to the gzeire. And Belabor says it's maybe bedukdek in the loshen. Im atoyim acholetzes mit yabemes. I want to bring you a raya. As a bishmuel and a bismeir, we know the aloche. If it's a yevomo and one of them does chalitze, she patters the ganze house. She patters the whole house. What would it be if all the other sisters get very upset? all the other wives, they also want to do chalitza for their husband. So the Bishmul, if they want, just do it for them. Instead of fighting with them, just take off the shoes. Then all of them take off your shoe. Betzem, if one took off your shoe, it's enough. But all of them want. Zog de Bishmul. Zog de Bismeir. Tobet var Mishne. Shimatoim echoletzes mit Yabemes. You can't tell them if they want, you could do it. Shimatoim echoletzes mit Yabemes. You can't do such a zach. So lechua the Bishmul learns like we are saying, and the Bismeir lechua didn't learn like that. Zog the well, the Bismeir also knows the shtikotera we said. The Bismeir says one ain't zach. Normally we said today is no gzeire, but here all of them were yevames. They were in the parsha. Now they became potur. If you do chalitza, imatayim echoletzes mit yabemes. Stam avadim mishtokin gzeire. I'll tell you where the dvorim mefuroshim. And Taisus garnished. Taisus garnished as a kasha. They have in the Koivitz. Taisus called Taisus Gornish. It was a city that was called Gornish. Zogter Hazay. He asked a kasha. The Gemara says, Litni Poitrois. Litni Poitrois. Zogter the Gemara, if Tony Poitrois, I would think you potu me ibum. But you have to do chalitza. Komash malon, the second shlav of the Gemara. Litni poitrois. Zog the Gemara, if it would be toni poitrois, I would think, pturis meibum. But they have to do chalitza. Komash malon, pturis meibum vachalitza, kol she'eino oile leibum, eino oile lechalitza. Frektes is garnished. Who told the Gemara that the reason you potu mechalitza is mitzad kol she'eino oile? Maybe the ptur from chalitza is kashimatoim acholetzes mit yabemes. You could argue on the kasha. Zog the taisis garnish. Loi. Bahavan bina shasurois imatoim acholetzes mit yabemes. Kshi pturo iatoim shimicholetzes mit yabemes. When there's a ptur in the parsha, we don't have a gzeire. Dainu, the first shlav of the Gemara was asurois. She was behetzem inside the parsha. Now she's not inside the parsha anymore. When she was inside the parsha, then it's a gzeire shematoim echoletzes mit yabemes. When she's inside the parsha. When she's not inside the parsha, we don't have the gzeire shematoim echoletzes mit yabemes. So this is behetzem the iker. But let me just—I just wanted to finish it. In the Ritva, the Magia in the Ritva is medayik in the Ritva. Reb Nochem was medayik it also in Rashi. An interesting thing. We said again, the tzusa de shmeiser. We have two sugyas. We have a sugi of oisrois. And we have a sugi of poitrois. When in a sugi of oisrois, I'm not going out to the beskelo, but I'm saying, and the first salkedaitor that litni oisurois, then avada was a salkedaitor that you have chalitza keloshen rashi, she'en lecho ishesach niteres beloi chalitza. And the second sugi, she's potu meibum. There was no salkedaitor that she will have to have chalitza, mitzal ein lecho ishesach sheniteres beloi chalitza. There was a salkedaitor that will be a new parsha. And then the Gemara says, "Sinishtok in a new parsha. When you don't have yibum, you don't have chalitza." And this is what Rashi says: "Chutz from sveikas, chavilavim is a bazunder reposuk." But chutz from sveikas, like Rashi, is no yevoma. If you don't have zikas yibum, you don't have zikas chalitza. If you don't have zikas yibum, you don't have zikas chalitza. The Ritva and Reb Nochem was medayik three Rashi's like that. Maybe it needs a pshat. I don't know if we must speak to say the pshat, but the Ohr Avada. So we have Shlav Aleph of the Gemara Litne Asurois. Zog the Gemara Itone Asurois Ave Amine. She's Osur, but she needs to do Chalitza. Then the Gemara repeats herself. Litne Pturois. Zog the Gemara Itone Pturois. I would think she's Potu Meibum, but she has to do Chalitza. The Ritva says one word. Litne Pturois. Have a mina mechlatz cholzon. If the Tana would write pturois, I would think that she has to do chalitza. זוג דריטווה הוא פירוש צורס ערבו מיאס. The Gemara's kasha in the second shlav was that the tzoro will need to do chalitza. Again. And the first the Gemara said, if Tony Asurois, if the erva is osur leyibum, I would think that she's potu meyibum, but she needs to do chalitza. The next shlav, zog the Gemara, if I'll be potu, I would think she's potu meyibum, but she needs to do chalitza. Zog Rashi, the first Gemara who is potu, the erva alein. And she has to do chalitza. And the second Gemara, I would think that the erva is potu meibum vechalitze. Only on the tzoro, I would think that the tzoro needs to do chalitze. The shaila, why? Again, the erva herself, the Gemara understands, is potu meibum vechalitze. What are you answering? The erva herself is potu meibum vechalitze. The salkedaitach was that the tzoro will need a chalitze. If she's part of Meibu v'chalitza, the Tzara also is part of Meibu v'chalitza. No. And the first Gemara, Salkedaitach Asurois, but they need chalitza. And the second Gemara, Pturois, she's part of Enganzen, but the Tzara will be part of Meibu, and the Tzara will need chalitza. Reb Nochem said it's Meduik and Rashi. Look in Rashi. Have a mine mechla tzcholzo. Look in Rashi. שלא להפקיע מצווס ייבום, אבל ייבום אלוהי משום גזי רס הקוסוב דליצרוי. ייבום אלוהי שיזהר ו... בא. No. בלט. It's clear in the ריטבו, and it's clear in רשי. And the הווה מן האסורס רשי says, ואין לך אישס אח, שניתרס בלוי חליצו. אין לך איש אסך בלוי בונים. So the have a minute was that she needs a חליצה. אין לך איש אסך שניתרס בלוי חליצה. And the second גמורה, סלקה דייטוך שיש פטורו זוג דריטבו, שיש פטורו אין גנצן, have a minute מחלץ חולצו, חודש נצורו זוג דריטבו. רשי, שלא להפקיע מצזיבום, גזר הסקוסוב דליץ רויר. Now read the Hemshech. Hoil vepotroso habat. Potroso habat. Not potro atzmo. The erva patted her. Shnet klor in Rashi that he's talking about the Tzora. So again, the answer, I don't know yet. I don't know if we have enough time to the answer. Aber avade, the yesoid advorim is one yesoid. It's two sugyas. It's the sugya of litni asurois, and dear, all of the Havaminas are one kind of Havaminas, and is the second Sugya Pturis. And again, I'm explaining. It's not stam that Rashi decided to change the whole Sugya. Rashi had Shver with the Madure Basra and the Teis Yeshonim, I'm explaining. If not, the Gemara just repeat herself. She said, if you say only Yibum, I don't know Chalitze. And the Gemara answers, because of that, I have to write both. And a second later, the Gemara is asking the same kasha, Litni Pturis min Yibum, and she answers the same Teretz. And with Avada, with Medayik, all of the words are different. So the answer is, it's like two different kashas. Lefi the Hava Bile of Asurois is one kind of kasha of Chalitze. And in the second kasha of the Gemara is the second kind. This is the whole thing we said the whole Shia. Now we're just saying, and Reb Nochem and Sefer is also Medayikit, and the Magia and the Ritva, that in the Ritva and Rashi steht noch a Knesh. Not only that this was one kind of kasha and this was another kind of kasha, the first kasha was on the Erve Alein. And the second kasha, Mishuma, is only on the Tzora. And on Rashi, it's Mama Shapele. From the beginning of the Gemara, Rashi took a point to explain that he's not talking about the Tzora. The Erve. Zogt in the Rashi, but Rashi, the Vayl, sticks to the Erve the whole time. And punk here, all of the words of Rashi is on the Tzora. We have a Ritva. Avad, it needs a lot of Hezber. But does it the Tzurs of the Shmaise? But Hashem Yom Rishon, we have to mamshach the Gemara. No, if the Tana would write like that, you would have a mistake. If the Tana would write,
mistake only in the Torah.
Yeah, so the man of the Tana didn't do that.